was your first mistake. You took your lucky break and broke it in two. Now what can be done for you? You broke it in two.
WMFO right here in Medford. It's 9:03 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? I'm coming on at 9:03 because the robot decided to play a little Paul and Linda McCartney, and who was I to interrupt that? I don't think I should have done that. So anyway, happy to be here. We'll be here till 11 a.m. When Something About the Women comes in, and Sue Edelman is on today, and she's got a special show. I'll tell you about that as the morning wears on. I will tell you, you know, it's still winter. I understand that. But, you know, every Saturday I come here and I hope that there's not going to be another storm or whatever. And it's like 20-something, you know, upper 20 degrees. So you figure you go outside, it's not going to be too bad. Oh, it's cold out. It's really cold out. So I'm just saying, I'm going to be using this first set to sort of thaw out here in the nice warm studios of WMFO. Hope you're home and comfortable and tuned in. I appreciate that. I'm going to start the first set with some new noise. I know. What a surprise. But this is a band called El Perro, and it's a song called Breaking Free. The first new noise of the day right here at WMFO in Medford.
Now I'm free from the pain in my heart. This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
American cigarettes, silver can regrets. I bought you this little dress, unimpressed. You put my love to the test.
It's WMFO Medford. It's 9:22 in the morning. I'm still Mike, and well, I'm not as cold as I was before. As I said, I'm going to use those five songs to warm me up, and it worked. Went a little aggressive there, but it worked. Hopefully it worked for you as well. Let me tell you what I did. Started off with El Perro, just killer. Brand new this year, a single called Breaking Free. Just after that was Starcrawler from 2017. They had a self-titled record with the single I Love L.A. The Decemberists were in the third. Yeah, that was a Decemberist. They don't usually rock like that. But in 2018, they had a record called I'll Be Your Girl, and that was Severed. You couldn't really make Severed a ballad. Well, I guess you could. Yeah, what do I know? After that was a band called Eddy Current Suppression Ring. I know. The record was called Primary Colors, colors spelled like the European version of colors. That was Memory Lane. And just finished up with Ben Queller from 2020, a single called American Cigarettes that he put out back then. Okay, time for new noise for the second set of the day. I'm so happy to play some Boston music from a band called Crow Follow. And Crow Follow's just wonderful, and they've got a brand new single. This one here is called Indiana Line. It's new noise right here at WMFO in Medford.
Leaden slate
gray clouds stack up over the horizon line. A thin, chalk-like line of white smoke rises from the long, black, Tipperillo-shaped chimney of a Midwestern meth factory.
Tons double yellow line. sand, clutching flowers in her hand, a long way from home. She is standing with the smile of a Cheshire cat, strutting with a big top hat, smoking from the caterpillar's hall. Turn over the hourglass, running down the rabbit's hole. I'm upside down in Wonderland. Doesn't matter.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
ass is a kid in the garage with a guitar. Everyone can kiss my ass, cause we ain't going anywhere. You gotta pay your dues, you gotta pay to play. You can't be afraid to leave blood on the stage. When they ask why, don't go away. Well, I just smile and say, I was made in the USA.
Yeah, it's WMFO, and welcome to it. I'm Mike. It's 9:40 in the morning. Let's see. It's Saturday, February 19th already. Wow, time. It flies. Let's see. I'll be here till about 11 a.m. when Something About the Women comes in. And today it's Sue Edelman, and she's got a great interview coming up today with the great Janice Ian. So Sue and Janice today, starting at 11 a.m. Don't miss it. All right, let me tell you what I play in that last set. I'm going to start with the fifth song of the set, if that's okay with you. Oh, it is? Oh, good, thanks. Okay, fifth song of the set, Local Noise from Little Billy Lost. Yeah, they have new noise that I played last week. The Buzzkill Baby, a wonderful track that's taking the nation by storm. However, that was from back in 2018 from their Cox of the Walk EP, Made in the USA. I wanted to play that for you. That I think that's one of the first ones that I ever played from Little Billy Lost here at WMFO. And love to see that they've got new music out. And yeah, go see them if you can. They play around. Yes, they do. All right, so just before Little Billy Lost was Holy Tunics. They're a local band, not from Boston, but from Queens, New York. And in 2019, they had a record called, let me take a breath here, Hit Parade Lemonade Supersonic Spree. Haha, didn't mess it up. All right, Upside Down in Wonderland was that from that great band. Just before that, more Boston rock and roll from Ian James. In 2021, had a great EP called Page Turner. That was more of the same. Paul Weller from his record just last year called Fat Pop. That was Cosmic Fringe. And started off with, yeah, more music from Boston. Crow Follow, brand new single from them called Indiana Line. All right, I have more new noise, and it is more from Boston. This is a remastered version of a track from Kid Gulliver. This is called You'll Never Know, and it's great. It's new noise at WMFO Medford. Oh, I missed it when I pushed the mouse. Here we go again.
Betcha, yeah. Kosher.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
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 Can you be any more specific?
Yeah.
You darn tootin'.
91.5 WMLO. Medford.
End of story.
It's WMFO, 10 a.m. on the dot. WMFO Medford, I'm Mike. How are you? Been with you for the last hour, and I'll be here for another one until 11 a.m. And as I've been saying, Sue Edelman with Something About the Women coming up at 11 a.m.